Lady Margaret, Lady Margaret, sewing over seam. And she's all dressed in black. When a thought came to Ed to go into the wood to pull flowers to flower at me boys, to pull flowers to flower at. She has hoisted up her petticoat a bit above her knee, and so nimbly she's tripped o'er the plain until she came to the merry green wood, and she pulled those branches down. She has pulled those branches down, and suddenly she spied a fine young man stood underneath a tree, saying, how dare you pull those branches down without the leave of me, lady, without the leave of me. Well, she says, this little wood, it is my very own. My father gave it me, and I can pull those branches down without the leave of thee, young man, without the leave of thee. Well, he's taken her by the lily-white hand, and by the grass-green sleeve, and he has laid her down at the foot of an oak, and he's never once asked her leave, me boys. He has never once asked her leave, and when it was done, she has turned herself about for to ask a true love's name, but she nothing saw and nothing heard. And all the woods grew dim, me boys, and all the woods grew dim. Well, there's 24 ladies all playing at the ball, grown red as any rose, excepting for Lady Margaret. As green as glass she goes, as green as glass she goes. Oh, up and then spoke the first serving maid. She lifted her head and smiled. She said, I think our lady has loved too long, and now she goes with child, and now she goes with child. Oh, up and then spoke the second serving maid. Oh, ever and alas, cried she, but I think I know a herb in the merry green wood that'll twine thy babe from thee, lady, that will twine thy babe from thee. Lady Margaret's taken out her silver comb. She's made haste to comb her hair, and then she's away to the merry green wood as fast as she could tear, me boys, as fast as she could tear. But she hadn't pulled a herb in the merry green wood, a herb but barely one, when up and spoke young Tamlin. He says, Margaret, leave it alone, alone. He says, Margaret, leave it alone. Oh, how can you pull that bitter little herb, that herb that grows so grey, for to take away that young baby that we got in our play, lady, that we got in our play. Oh, tell me true, young Tamlin, she said, if a mortal man you be, well, I'll tell you no lies, Lady Margaret, I was christened the same as thee, lady, I was christened the same as thee. But as I rode out on a cold and bitter night, from off my horse I fell, and the Queen of Elfland, she took me into yonder hill to dwell into yonder hill to dwell. And this night it is the Halloween, and the elven court shall ride, and if you would your true love gain, by the old mill bridge you must bide, my love, by the old mill bridge you must bide. And first we'll run the black horse, and then we'll run the brown, and then chased by the white. You must hold them fast and fear them not, and they will not you affright, my love. They will not you affright. And then they will change me all in your arms into many a beast so wild. You must hold me fast and fear me not. I'm the father of your child. You'll know I am the father of your child. Lady Margaret's taken out her silver comb. She's made haste to comb her hair, and then she's away to the old mill bridge, as fast as she could tear, me boys, as fast as she could tear. And in the dead hour of the night, she has heard the harness ring, and oh, my boys, it chilled her heart more than any immortal thing it did, more than any immortal thing. And first rode by the black horse, and then rode by the brown, and then chased by the white. And she held them fast, and she feared them not, and they did not her affright, my boys. They did not her affright. And the thunder rolled across the sky, and the stars shone bright as day, and the Queen of Elfland, she gave a thrilling cry, young Tamlin is away, away, young Tamlin is away. And then they've changed him all in her arms into a lion that roars so wild, and she held him fast and she feared him not. He was the father of her child, she knew he was the father of her child. And next they've changed him all in her arms into a poisonous snake, but she held him fast and she feared him not. He was one of God's own make, she knew he was one of God's own make. And next they have changed him all in her arms to a red hot bar of iron, but she held him fast and she feared him not. And he did to her no harm, my boys, he did to her no harm. And last they have changed him all in her arms. 'Twas into a naked man, and she threw a mantle over him, crying, oh, my love, I've won, I've won. Crying, oh, my love, I've won. And up and then spoke the Queen of Elfinland from the bush wherein she stood, saying, I should have taken out your eyes, Tamlin, and put into eyes of wood, and put into eyes of wood.